How's it going over there, Kyle?
I think it's working. I don't know. At the very worst, we'll just have your audio and not my audio, and it might make for a better podcast.
It's just me responding to air.
People will just assume that I talked about things. It'll be great.
We can call it Ghost Kyle or something.
Ghost Kyle.
Who are you going to call?
Who are you going to call?
Ghost Kyle.
Ghost Kyle. I ain't afraid no Ghost Kyle. Hi.
Sup?
Nothing. It's been so long since we've done like the digital recording.
I was thinking as I was getting into this phone booth, the last time I was in here, we recorded the podcast that is now out now.
Oh my God.
Halfway through, my battery died.
Yes.
I just double checked that. In fact, I have 76% right now, so I should be good.
That's great. Yeah, that was a long time ago. Yeah.
With a beer and battery life.
Good. Excellent.
It did not come prepared with Skype updates.
No. I mean, who does? I always feel bad when I ignore it, but then I don't feel bad anymore until the next day.
Are you talking about the iOS one or the Mac OS one?
The Mac OS.
Yeah, I just did the same thing.
Just update
and still
it.
Do. It's yeah, it's so annoying that
don't ask me.
There's no option to either just update it overnight,
yeah,
or let me update it when I want to, and stop pinging me about it.
I know
every single day.
I know it just keeps reminding you how much of a procrastinator you are. Like tomorrow, really? Yes. 5 minutes from now, why my situation in 5 minutes is not going to be any different to like restart my computer and like install software.
Yeah.
It's hard to get into flows sometimes. And you know, when you like realize you started one, like, oh, wait, like I know exactly where to find this thing. And then you like new tab and you find it and you click on it and you put the link where you need it. And it's like you're in a flow. And I just started a flow and my freaking mouse batteries died like right at the top of it. Like right when I was like, got the music and I was like 3 minutes in and I'm like, oh man, I'm crushing it. And then my freaking mouse died. So then I replaced got up, took off the freaking headphones. Go over, get the batteries, come back, and then I'm like, okay, music on again. I'm in the flow again, right? And then I do something else, and then the website I was going to be using just like was down. And I was like, oh my God, my flow is gone. It only lasted for like 3 minutes.
It's like, all of the barriers.
Yeah.
I feel like that's like when you're trying to fall asleep. My wife will like come in like 3 minutes, like I just fall asleep. Just fell asleep. Just fell asleep, and she's like, "Oh!" And it's just like, "Ah!"
Everyone's screaming.
Or my
like
kid,
your kids scream.
My kid.
Yeah,
yeah.
Oh man, I'm off. I think I told you I'm off coffee this week, and I probably for the foreseeable future.
Yeah, that's a bold move.
But it's good though. I feel good. I was like too much of a coffee brain the past couple of weeks. It's just ugh. You're just kind of nuts. I need to just kind of chill for a little while without it.
I think I need coffee to get to my chill.
Yeah. That was the problem.
There's like coffee is there's like a balance there, right? Like for me, especially like if I drink just a little too much, I guess get coffee brain and it's just like buzzing.
Yeah. See, I drink so little coffee that even when I don't drink it, I don't have withdrawal effects. Like I don't have a headache.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I'm good. I don't know. I don't like waking up in the morning and then being like, I need my coffee. Like, I don't know.
Give me my coffee.
Yeah, because what if I can't get it? Yeah, so now I replace it with green tea. So now I'm steeping tea bags left and right. I don't know. Icing it down. It's good. Iced green tea is the way to go.
I did the tea thing until we started having kids. And I was like, I need something.
I need something more. Something stronger. I get that. I totally get that. It's only temporary, just to kind of reset. Oh, dude, Kyle, today, a year ago today, I drove up and moved from New York to Boston. A year ago today. Woo-hoo. This is my last day in the New York office.
That's crazy.
I know. It was crazy that I worked and then like moved. Like, why was I? Why didn't I take the day off? I don't know.
It's weird to me that my reaction is, how has it been that long? And then it's, oh, wow, it's only a year?
I know.
It's both like, both short and long.
Yeah.
Time is funny.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah. Our perception of time is weird. That's to bring this back to an actual design thing. Like,
I was just going to ask, please, Lord.
But like, this is probably like years ago, Amazon did a test of loading pages. Or no, maybe it was Jared Spool did this. The test was like based on people getting to what they want. Mm-hmm. And the people's perception of time is based off of not how fast the page loaded, but how much progress they thought they were making to their end goal. They were making progress to the purchase that they wanted. Mm-hmm. They thought the website was really fast. And if they were having trouble getting to the progress that they wanted to make, they thought the website was slow. And in the like actual load time didn't matter. It was just their perception because of how fast or slow they were getting to the progress that they wanted to make.
How did they indicate whether you were reaching progress? Like, how did they indicate either one of those, you know?
They were in-person interviews. Mm-hmm. And I don't really know. This could be total bullshit.
While you're halfway describing it, I started to think, I'm not sure. Okay, Kyle's going to start. I'm not sure if he fully remembers the thing.
No, I don't remember anything.
But that's interesting.
The funny thing about time right? is that it alters your memory of things.
Mm. I just saw a stand-up comedian recently talking about, you know, the ads in YouTube. And it gives you 5 seconds before you skip it. I'm stealing his joke. I'm not going to say it in a funny way. I'll say it in a really unfunny way so no one thinks I'm stealing anything. But he was pretty much saying that he feels like an ad exec, you know, like, you got give me 5 seconds to wow me and we'll see if I skip your ad, you know. But you always skip it. Doesn't matter. I hate ads. There's times when I look at a video and it's only it's like 5 seconds long and I get hit with an ad that's longer than the video. I cannot deal with that. How do we delete all the ads on YouTube?
Well, you start paying for YouTube.
Oh! Right. I figured that was coming. Money!
Yeah. Money.
Right.
None of that's free.
It's too bad. So, like, what are you working on these days?
I'm working on sales.
Mm-hmm.
And our hiring process and a new office for us in Austin.
Woohoo!
And hiring and sales.
Right. I'm like, okay. And a new office in Austin.
Making sure that people feel supported here, mm-hmm. and that our design directors feel supported.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to make some of the actionable things that we had from Summit get done. Oh, I'm procrastinating on a bunch of reviews for people.
Oh, yeah. I actually checked. I checked for you today about when the deadline was. Because I didn't know if the system, like after a certain date, it just turns off. It just goes away. It just deletes itself into the oblivion. Yeah. But we're good. So we had a really good design. So after last time we recorded together, we were in person. It was so cool. And then we actually had like a design chat with the whole design team.
That was at Summit. There were a few designers.
That's true. That's a good
but
point.
It was a majority of the design team.
Yeah. We had some interesting discussions. You know, because our designers code, it's just like an interesting... It's hard to find designers who also code. So we talked about hiring and like our process and how to make it better. What we need out of it, what people, I don't know, it's a whole thing. I'm interested in that stuff. I think that's really cool.
So yeah, we talked about a lot about hiring.
Yeah.
A lot about process, a lot about sales and marketing and how design plays a role in those.
Yeah, I think that I really liked that conversation. And I really liked having everyone together in a room. That's so rare, you know? I wish that we did that more because we're all scattered across, you know, the country. So,
yeah.
And it's so hard to find a time that works for everybody, like for a hangout.
It was even hard to find a time during Summit.
I know. Especially having like some London designers, that time zone difference. It's really interesting. You can only really talk during lunch, you know, and then you're just like, oh, during lunch.
Yeah, because we're span across the London versus the San Francisco time zone difference.
Mm-hmm.
There's a big gap there.
Yeah. I have all the things that you're working on, which is the most exciting for you?
I don't know. They all have their pros and cons. It's very diplomatic of me.
Well, I mean, obviously Tentative is your favorite.
Of course.
Okay, so we start there.
Unfortunately, we only do it for like an hour every other week.
I know.
You know, like sales is really exciting, but also not very exciting. Talking to customers, setting up their expectations, making sure they understand what their success is and how we can help them. And the beginning parts of the project are usually my favorite of, you know, defining what business success means, validating the product. Doing that business strategy is my jam. So a lot of those conversations are talking about how we would do that and how we help. So that's nice, but there's also a lot of rejection involved in sales, which is not as nice.
Mm-hmm.
Finding a new office is exciting and terrifying because, you know, there's a commitment involved. What were the other? Hiring. Hiring is awesome too, and also challenging because of, you know, the expectations that we have for our designers and design directors and developers and development directors. We have high expectations of what everyone here at ThoughtBot does, and that makes it really hard, but it's really exciting to get new people in. And we have someone new starting today in the Austin office, and it's just
awesome.
Hopefully everyone starting has like an excitement about starting a new job, starting at ThoughtBot, and that excitement definitely is transferable to myself and everyone else that's around that person. So I think everything has pros and has cons. And so I don't have a favorite. They're like my children.
Yeah, it's a good way of looking at it.
How about you? What are you working on and what's your favorite?
Well, I'm on client work right now. So that's good. It's hard though, because it's a project that requires a lot of focus. And I feel very unfocused the past couple of weeks just because of the other things like hiring, some sales too. I'm more of a supportive role at the moment in sales. So I join conversations early on, talk to them about design, but I'm not doing the back and forth of actually closing, which is fine for me right now because I do have a lot of other, that plus hiring. There's a lot of stuff with hiring as well, like process-wise, that I really want to iron out, but I haven't really had a chance to sit for longer than an hour at a time or even during a week to do it. It's just, I think in general, it's just been a crazy month. I think Summit for sure always throws an odd, very pleasant, but odd wrench in stuff sometimes. So because you're making up the work, and then I don't know, just in general, it's just been a really busy month. Plus summer is a time of vacations as well. So I took a couple of vacations here and there. So, you know, I'm just, again, looking forward to a routine in the fall to get back into a rhythm. But I think the most exciting one for me is definitely the hiring stuff, especially because that's just, in my mind, a huge to-do item to knock off. And I always get excited when I can check off something. So that's probably the one. And it's such a huge impact to people who work here and people who will eventually work here. And I like working with people, and it's tough. My client work I'm on right now, it's like a very like headphone-y type situation because it does require a lot of focus. It's a lot of coding. It's And usually I love that kind of, like, it's interesting, like my projects I'm on, it's like an odd pendulum where there's some few months where I'm doing more design thinking and prototyping and like research, and it's not in the code, and it swings back to the other side where I'm actually in the code and just, again, like headphones focus. But because of other stuff, it's hard for me to get that focus. So I have to, I turn off Slack now. I quit Slack. Any notification that's just to me just comes up on my phone. And that's kind of how I know I'm needed. But I usually like find myself wandering in chat rooms when I'm trying to focus.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, what are some of the things that you do to help you get heads down?
Oh, yeah. It's music and like an album that I really, 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 really love that I know all the words to, that's like totally background music. That, and then no Slack and no Google Hangouts either. I quit Google Hangouts because I have a couple, you know, like my really close friends. I have like two or three people who will randomly talk throughout the day. And they live in New York too. So now it's funny because like even more so now, that's important to like keep up that kind of like conversation, like the really mundane. So when I see them next time, it hasn't been months since we last talked. But yeah. Not this week. I keep getting little pings from my friend Anthony, little pings like, hey, like, how are you? And I'm just not, I'm like, can't, sorry. Like, I like messaged back like 6 hours later when I'm home. Hey.
Sup?
Sorry, busy day.
I do something similar. I've eliminated both on my phone and on my computer almost all my notifications.
Oh, yeah, that's great. That's so smart.
Because for exactly what you said when we were talking about the mouse batteries, for me, it's the same thing. If I get a notification while I'm heads down, it just like pulls me. And even for the slightest bit, if it pulls me out, like it slows me down.
Same.
So I've killed all notifications. I won't have Slack open. No email.
Mm-hmm.
None of those like infinity pool type Twitter. I don't have Facebook anymore. But like, any of those like things where I could just dive in and get sucked in for a long time, I like cognitively be aware of like if I'm going to those pages and close them out.
Mm-hmm.
I know there's apps that'll like prevent you from going there.
That's true.
I just have the self-control to close the window.
Or just join a corporation that blocks every website imaginable.
Yeah, that's not going to happen. Yeah, those are the things. I agree, like good headphones, and I've now gotten to the point where I can't do any music with words, mm-hmm. with vocals. So I'll turn on, depending on my mood, like jazz or piano,
or
even just like white noise.
Yeah.
Or on Spotify and Apple Music, whatever your flavor is. They have like basically like hip-hop songs that they've taken the words out, the lyrics out, the vocals, electronic music, like whatever the mood I'm in, essentially just kind of set the tone with that and mm-hmm. just put it on and leave it on in the background.
That's great. I have a couple I can send you too. That's some good, no words, but like good music. Yeah, that's always good. It's really interesting, like, especially with our jobs, we're so engaged with people, and it's so, even if you're not extroverted, you're kind of required to be a little bit, because you have to talk to people, and it's just a constant dialogue, you know? And one thing that's something that was really prevalent for me the past year was, it's really interesting, like, when you think about your time outside of work, like, if there's a lot going on in your life that has nothing to do with work, stuff that can weigh you down, stuff that's like emotionally, mentally exhausting, like whether it's with family, like personal stuff, like whatever. I've always been thinking about how when coming to work and still like that stuff is not gone, but you have to come to work and kind of shove it somewhere for like 8 hours. And It's interesting because like the past year with my impending move from New York, like I have been there my whole life and there's a lot of struggle like outside of work that I had to really like delete when I got to work because in order to like perform and like do my job. But there, it's interesting, like there's some moments where I'm just kind of like be sitting there at my desk like, oh my God, like I'm just like so overwhelmed with like everything and I'm trying to also like ignore it. Do you ever feel that way? Like trying to find that balance of still being you at work, but also like trying to like ignore like some of other stuff that's going on in your life.
Yeah, it's hard for me at work and then at home too to ignore the work stuff.
I know. Yeah.
Like both of them bleed in, like everyone talks about work-life balance. And I mean, it's easy to say, especially at Thoughtbot where we try to have people come into the office, like having that, oh, I'm in the office now and oh, I'm leaving the office is nice, mm-hmm. but it doesn't suddenly like erase everything.
Yeah.
Like once you leave the office, it doesn't mean that you're not thinking about work. And once you enter the office, it doesn't mean that you stop thinking about the things that are happening in your life outside of that. So I don't know if I have a good solution to that. I mean, the things that I've done to just get me personally, both in work and outside of work, and get my focus on the present are making sure that I work out multiple times a week. Just like any kind of physical exercise helps that like whatever animal brain part of me to like de-stress and decompress and help focus. And then the other thing I do is meditation.
Mm-hmm.
And that helps a lot as well. It kind of like trains me to be in the present, I guess, and not think about the future, not think about the past, but
definitely
inevitably I'm a human being and I'll do that.
Yeah. Yeah, I've definitely. Do you meditate every day?
I try to.
Mm-hmm. I know. I try.
I'm great at building habits, and for some whatever reason I've not built a really great habit around meditation.
Mm-hmm. Same. Yeah.
I've done it where I wake up and that's amazing. Like as soon as I wake up, I just meditate for 10 minutes. I've done it before I go to bed, but it's never like just caught on to this thing that I do automatically at any point in the day. Mm. One of the things that has helped me as an introvert be in like meetings upon meetings during the day is just do a quick 3-minute check-in with myself before the next meeting. But even that habit, like I haven't built that habit up. It makes me better inside of each one of those meetings.
I definitely have been more of the mind of actively being more present. And for days where I really needed to kind of like put aside some stuff that was going on outside of work, like I've always been really good at just like stopping it, like shoving it somewhere else. Lately, I've been trying to be more mindful and not just like shoving stuff away, but like actively like trying to be more present, more calm. Like I do have like an anxious brain, you know, and it's definitely something that I've learned, you know, it's nature and nurture. So it's interesting. Like I love talking about this stuff because it's something that it's always been there. But like now, for some reason right now, I'm like actively trying to manage that now. I think too, moving, I really do think like leaving New York, leaving like the place I've only known and like coming to a new place has really forced me into this mindset where now I can kind of really figure out like what my deal is right here. Like I'm in an area that I'm not necessarily, you know, I'm not super familiar with. And it's all new still. It's all, you know, it's been a year, but I still have yet to really explore, just kind of taking it easy, you know? But it's cool because it kind of forced me into this new world where now I'm like redefining what it means to be in it in a way. It's not like all a given like it used to be. So yeah, meditation. And I was talking to my friend, she went on a meditation retreat And she was saying that she learned something that was so simple to do it. Because for me, a barrier was like, well, which app do I get? You know, like I hear about so many, like, so many techniques. Like, oh, you meditate? Which app do you use? You know, like that's like my next question or whatever. But she was saying that what she learned was you just sit and not even close your eyes. You can just kind of stare off for however much time you need, maybe 10 minutes, 5 minutes. And you just picture yourself as like the sky and your thoughts as clouds. And you just kind of, as they come, you just see like, you just kind of see them kind of pass. And that visualization actually helps me immensely. Like that visualization of you being like the thing that holds these other things and they just kind of float on by. I don't know. That, and you just kind of like clear your mind that way. And the mornings where I've done that have been so beneficial and so helpful, just like a way to kind of start your day.
The benefit of the apps is to teach you those kinds of things, not necessarily for you to open them up every single day to do that.
Mm-hmm.
At least that's my opinion.
Oh, totally.
But also, like, a lot of these things are personal, and like what works for me isn't going to necessarily work for you, and what works for you isn't going to work for, just trying to find the balance of what works for each one of us.
Definitely. And knowing when you need to do it or when you're good, and you know. Actually, so in the Boston office, we're going to be doing group meditation for like 10 minutes before stand up. We're going to like start doing that on the regular.
Interesting.
Isn't that cool?
See, like that's something that I don't know if I would like that.
Yeah.
Meditation for me is like a very personal thing.
Yeah.
And doing it with multiple people, I don't know. I don't know how
we'll see.
I feel. You'll have to report back.
I will report back very slowly and patiently. Because I'll be meditating so much.
The other thing that helps me out a lot is I'll carry a notebook around with me everywhere now. And physically writing something down and trying to use my phone as little as possible.
Oh, yeah. I love little notebooks. So this is right up my alley.
I don't use a little notebook. I use
I would.
I use a regular.
Where do you put it?
I don't know what size.
Are your pockets like notebook sized? Like composition?
I just carry it around
like
with
Janko
me.
Pants?
I have hands. Oh, maybe I should get some of those.
Oh, the new Kyle.
The 90s ones that just like explode.
You can
out?
Probably fit a couple of notebooks in there.
Yeah.
Science, history.
Or I could have like a jacket that like I open up and there's like on the inside pockets, it's like
that's even better
lined with notebooks.
Or like a shirt that has like Batman like cape sleeves. So it looks like a regular shirt you're wearing, and then you lift up an arm and you have a whole array of notebooks to choose from.
That's true. We could also go back to my Batman design sprint belt idea.
That's true.
And just have a notebook compartment.
I like that. I bet Batman would have a notebook that was really, that started out really tiny, and then it would explode into like a full size like encyclopedia. He would. That's so Batman. He would so do that. That's so Batman. I'm sure like his social circle, like his close friends who like know it's him. They're like, ugh. Wayne, you're so Batman. He's like making
an
egg.
At dinner parties?
Yeah. Always back to Batman.
Always back to Batman.
Yeah.
Batman and Segways are, I think, the theme of this podcast.
We saw Segways together in Boston.
I'll post the picture.
I have a picture of us. It's not very good, but I'll post it anyway. I'll put it in the notes.
Sam, or one of the designers here who's been on Tentative, has a picture of me on a Segway that was just like sitting outside the Segway thing.
Yeah.
It's a delightful little loop that she's got going on.
Oh, that's good. We'll also put that in the show notes if anyone wants to see it. I'm volunteering your picture as tribute.
As tribute.
Yeah.
That's a thing that should be seen by everyone.
Yeah.
No. What have I signed up for?
Oh, God.
What did I do?
I don't know.
Do you know how much battery life I have?
I'm going
to
guess.
Probably need to just start bringing my charger.
Do you have like, is it like 18%?
No. 20? Pretty close, though.
Is it like 25?
25.
Mm-hmm.
I used up half of my battery in, what, like 40 minutes?
That makes sense, because you're like blasting through Skype, through the internet. You have a microphone hooked up. You got headphones in. Send us an email at hosts@tentative.fm. You can check out show notes at tentative.fm/58.
5-8.
5-8.
Numerals. Our Twitter, we think, is at tentative.fm.
It is. That is verified.
It could be. It could be at tentative.
It's not. Oh, it's not.
At tentative.fm?
Yes, I just checked.
Okay, great. Our tweets are tentative.
Oh, boy. Just threw in a wild card right there.
Yeah, I did. Oh, yeah. Rate us on iTunes.
Yep.
Give us tentative reviews. And do we do anything else? I don't think so.
No. No. Please just email us and tell us what your favorite Batman movie is. And why, please. Thank you.
Is that even a question?
Actually, let's do a 5-why experiment with your favorite Batman movie. So tell us the favorite one and tell us 5 whys. Get to the core. Get to the core of it.
No one's going to do that.
Well, maybe someone will. You know, have a little faith.
Hey, whoever does that, I'll send them some ThoughtBot stickers. And I think I have bourbon and neat and bitter stickers, too.
Not the alcohol, but like our product.
The alcohol, too. No.
I'll send you some bourbon if you send us an email. You can't win.
Jacqueline,
I mean, you can't lose.
It's called branding.
Oh, interesting. I had no idea. Just see my look. Anyway, we have to go. That's what I'm
Goodbye.
Doing. Okay. I'm going
to
stop
Talk
recording.
To you next week.
Yes, you will.
Bye.
This podcast was brought to you by ThoughtBot. We are experienced designers and developers who turn your idea into the right product. With local studios in Boston, San Francisco, New York, London, Austin, and Raleigh, let's build something great together.
Little do they know that I'm going to send them bourbon vanilla. That's what we named it after, is bourbon vanilla.
What are you talking about? What bourbon vanilla?
There's the vanilla extract that you bake with is really bourbon vanilla.
Oh.
And that's where bourbon got its name. We just ended up chopping off the vanilla part because people like bourbon, the drink, as opposed to bourbon vanilla, baking thing.
It used to be called bourbon vanilla.
Yeah.
Vanilla is made with vodka. I didn't know you can also make it with bourbon. That's awesome.
It's just like the most standard vanilla, I think.
Oh,
I'm looking it up on the Wikipedias right now.
Cool. Vanilla. I want to do that. I've only made it with vodka. I want to try bourbon. Oh, it must be so much better. Maybe that's why my vanilla sucks. Because vodka is all right. This is a complete mess right now. I want to apologize.
Oh, it's great.
And thank
People
Tom in advance.
People love this. The majority of the world's vanilla is the... Oh, I'm going to butcher this Latin name.
You don't have to do Latin name.
Planifolia species. And so the species is known commonly as bourbon vanilla.
Oh.
After the former name of Reunion... I'm not even going to try to butcher that.
Uh-huh.
This is excellent podcast. We should just read Wikipedia articles.
I want you to
on.
Read all the Latin... forms of every word.
Well, the words I'm not reading, it looks like, are French, Madagascar, and neighboring islands in the southwestern Indian Ocean and Indonesia. Oh, Madagascar and Indonesia produce 2/3 of the world's supply of vanilla.
So what is vanilla based? What's the base of vanilla? Is it
the
is
plant
it bourbon?
It's a plant.
Okay.
The plant is called bourbon vanilla after Reunion Il Bourbon.
Oh, there he is. There's
please
the
just
accent
cut that
we're
out.
All
just,
waiting for. That's the one we're all waiting for.
Yeah.
So when I make vanilla extract, is what I'm saying, I let the vanilla beans sit in vodka.
That sounds cool.
That's all right. It's okay, but I want to actually give me an idea. I want to soak them in bourbon and see what happens. But then I'll probably just drink the bourbon and not, you know what I mean? Like, that
I was
sounds like
say,
really good.
Does that make the vodka taste really good?
Well, just bourbon, that is like
bourbon and vanilla taste. Vodka and vanilla.
I mean, it tastes like.
Does the flavor seep into the vodka?
Yeah, that's the point. Like, you're supposed to let it sit for a very, very long time.
Oh, so the idea is that you're drinking the vodka and not using the vanilla for something else?
Well, the thing is that you're or making both? Vanilla extract. So, like, the thing, like the thing that you buy in the store. So I'm using a tablespoon, you know, for like cookies and stuff, you know? Mm-hmm. I keep trying to look it up, but I keep touching vanilla ice cream instead of extract. And it's just like all off the rails right now. Someone send help. Send help at hosts@tentative.fm/help/forwardhelp.php.
I like how we just got on like a 10-minute tangent about how we named bourbon because of stickers that I was going to send out.
I know. I have to go, Kyle. It's like late. I gotta. There's a candidate in the office. Yeah. I gotta go. Say bye.
What are you doing?
I don't know. I'm having a good time. Can't stop. Won't stop.
Talking about bourbon vanilla.
Yeah. Well,
next episode, we're going to pull up a random Wikipedia article and just speak it out loud.
It's a good idea.
Yeah.
There actually is a random
button. Tune in.
You know
that,
right?
Tune in next time. Yeah.
We'll just click the random Wikipedia article button. And see what happens.
Boom.
You actually learn a lot doing that.
Yeah.
Side note, if you ever want to get really good at trivia, apparently if you do the New York Times crossword puzzle every day, you will become a trivia champion.
Wow.
Yep. I know that from personal experience. Not my personal experience. I'm telling it from a friend's perspective.
Okay.
Asking for a friend.
Telling for a friend. I don't have time for that.
Ain't nobody got time for that. I would like to. I should make time for that. Screw meditation. I'm going to do crosswords. Just right? Give me my crosswords.
That could be like a form of meditation.
Yeah, and frustration at the same time, I'm sure. I don't know any of. I don't know any trivia.
I don't know anything.
I'm so bad at trivia.
Yeah. Feel like crossword puzzles probably lost their oomph when we had the internet.
Yeah. But you can't use the phone when you do crossword puzzles. That defeats the whole purpose. I don't know. Does it? More on that next week.
Okay,
that was fun. We're back on the saddle, as they say. I don't know who says that.
Back on the saddle again.
Okay, well, Kyle, enjoy your holiday weekend. Wait,
you too.
Personally, no one needs to know this but me. But what are you doing this weekend? Are you going anywhere fun?
My sister is here visiting, so I don't know. We'll hang out.
From where?
She's hanging out with the kids. From Queens.
Hell yeah. That should be fun.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
Cool. Well, enjoy that, you know.
I will.
Cool.
You have a good weekend, too. Do you have plans?
I'm going to go see a AAA baseball game on Saturday.
Cool.
In New Hampshire with our friends.
Those are fun.
Those are so fun. And I love eating baseball park food, so that's good.
Yeah. And the AAA teams, the minor leagues teams, like, they do cool shit.
Yeah.
Mostly because if they didn't, they wouldn't get anyone there.
Yeah. Last time I saw a man shot out of a cannon, that was very interesting.
That is amazing.
I've never seen it happen. He looked like a fish, like, shooting out into the air. Like, the way his body, like, did a weird fish thing. It was so weird. Sorry. Bye.